every year we got to make a couple assumptions. One of those assumptions is what the state's going to give us in terms of the per pupil increase. The other assumption we have to make is what our student enrollment's going to be. And that's based on, you know, again, we're making assumptions. We look at trends. We look at a three-year trend. We look at a five-year trend. We look at birth rates. We look at the population declines in the state of Michigan. And we have to come up with a number that we think is realistic for where our student enrollment's going to be. So that's where you see that, you know, the reduction of 50 is based on, do we really think we're going to lose 50 students? We could, based on birth rates, based on the population decline, based on all the trends we're seeing. You know, we really monitor all those things. And then when we actually get that number in the fall, that's why we do a November budget amendment, is because at that time the state has their budget out, so we actually know our per pupil funding. We then know what our enrollment really is, and those two factors together drive most of our revenue.